680.
WRKO.
Boston.
Hey!
This is what we would call, I think, at WAAF, a power gold. Right?
Yeah, I would think so.
It's
yeah.
a power gold rotation.
This would be the Stone Temple Pilots, everybody.
Stone Temple Pilots, Wicked Garden for the core album.
Or as my mother would say, Wicked Garden, dude. By the way, I want to apologize. My deodorant just failed.
Oh, is welcome. That what that was?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
I wasn't going to say anything, but all right. It's
you want to place bets on how many members of management here at WRKO are regretting this decision to allow this to happen today?
Only 27 minutes into the hour.
Yeah, sure. I told your general manager that if they have blood pressure medication, they should probably take it because my mission is to thin the herd today.
Yeah, well, appreciate it. Paul Marshall there from WAAF, who's on the station today to drive off our audience, and we love him. Yeah, it's great.
No, I actually invited all the audience from our own morning show over here.
Oh, it's terrific.
I went on the radio yesterday and said, don't listen to us tomorrow morning. Come listen to RKO.
Oh, that's great. That's the sound of Tom Baker, our general manager, swinging from a beam.
In his office.
That's
right about now, the phones are ringing over at WAAF going, they're making fun of you over across the street.
We're not making fun of them.
I'm not making fun at all.
Yeah, we're making fun of us. So we're talking about breastfeeding and, you know, people at sporting events.
Is it me or is the level of entertainment on your show today gone to a crotch level? Was it me?
Yeah,
was it because you brought me in? Because I know you're having senators in and military experts from Fox, and today we get booby talk.
Yeah, that's the Blute and Scotto show you're listening to, right? They're being dropped from about 25,000 feet. Janice and Quincy, you're on 680 WRKO. Please help, Janice.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Funny guys today.
Thank you.
Listen, breastfeeding is one of the healthiest means to feed your baby, okay? Number one, the baby is getting antibodies from the breast milk that it wouldn't get from formula, okay? And could someone there please let these men know that breasts are bottles, okay? They're natural bottles.
Soft,
right?
Supple.
So why should a woman have to empty her bottle into a plastic and drag it around with her when they're already attached to her?
Well, then why don't we just go to the dairy farms and go to the cows? Why should the cows have to?
I'm sorry, there's a punchline in there about caps or something.
Yeah,
I can't even. I tell you, my mind's so blown apart right now, I can't even think about it. But I agree with you, Janice, though. You shouldn't have to take these wonderful, wonderful gifts of God and use them for something that they're not intended for. Well, I shouldn't put it that way.
Yeah.
Use them in a way they weren't intended. Put it that way. I shouldn't even say that either.
Their only intention is, the only use for those is to feed, right?
No. But you know what we're getting at, Janice. As guys, we're trying to say, and we agree with you, you shouldn't feel compelled to go put your breast in a pump and go until you're sore.
That was nice.
Thank you. To save the feelings of some yuppie who got his tickets from his boss.
Right.
Right?
Listen, there's many uses for it, we know. There's many great uses for the breast.
Great uses.
Thank you.
Outstanding uses.
Thank you for validating that opinion.
Love them.
Because, you know,
of course, now the feminists are going to go, oh, you guys are just advocating being your boobs.
Yeah, well.
Send me.
617-266-6868. Blute and Scotto, 680 WRKO, Boston's talk station. Oh, look, Rod Fritz walked in the room.
Shocking.
WRKO.
Boston.
News on the hour, half hour, and when it breaks.